Investment flash.
Gold miners merging into an $18 billion giant, but India just doubled its gold tariff. Are we digging ourselves into a demand hole? It's Investment Flash, New York edition, May 13th.
Bonjour everyone, I'm Marie. With me as always, the irrepressible Tom and the unflappable Gerald. Today, we've got a gold merger boom, a tariffs tug of war, Jensen Huang in Beijing, and the ECB hiding in plain sight. Let's flush. So, Equinox Gold is buying Orla Mining for over $5 billion, creating an $18.5 billion North American gold major. Two big papers flag it, and the gold miners ETF is up 4.3% this week.
Buddy, that's a consolidation wave. Scale and synergies, you love to see it. The gold miners ETF has momentum, and Equinox is still 27% below its high. I'd be buying that.
Yeah, look, Equinox's one-week drop of 3.6% suggests the market already sniffed out the premium, and India more than doubling gold tariffs overnight? That's a sledgehammer to demand. The world's second biggest buyer just got priced out.
And that's the real tension, Tom Montresor. Two major papers confirm the tariff hike aims to defend the rupee, and it's bearish for precious metals. The gold ETF is barely down, just 0.3% on the week, so maybe the street hasn't fully digested it.
But gold's got a geopolitical bid from the Middle East. Safe haven could buffer the fall. And if this merger fires up the sector, the gold miners might still rally.
Or gold could slide further. It's already 16% off its high. The silver ETF is up nearly 10% this week. That's a bull trap if demand craters. I'd be selling both.
So for gold, the merger is a bright spot, but the tariff shadow is long. The two forces are pulling in opposite directions. Let's shift to China AI, where NVIDIA's Jensen Huang is on his way to Beijing.
No way. The president invited him personally. This could unlock chip access to China. Baidu and Alibaba surged on the news. NVIDIA at an all-time high. Ford price to earnings about 20, but if restrictions ease, that's a new runway.
Honestly, Tom, it's a photo up until we see policy. NVIDIA at all-time highs, pricing in a lot of hope. And a forward price to earnings of 20 isn't exactly cheap for a stock that's up over 100% in a year. Analysts revising price targets after the fact is basically a free retirement plan.
But the real split, Gerald Chiri, is that the FT points out Tencent and Alibaba are missing the AI rally. Baba is down 7% this week, near its low. It's a binary bet. If wrong strip yields something, Alibaba could reverse sharply. Otherwise, it's dead money.
Right, but Baidu is the pure AI play, and it's cheap at 1.23 times book. I'd buy that, and NVIDIA, of course.
Tencent is down 27% year-to-date, pinned to its low. The market wants pure AI, not diversified Chinese tech. The China Internet ETF is down 1% this week. That's a malaise.
And don't forget, regulatory crackdowns can return overnight. I'd be very selective. Now, CME Group is planning something truly novel, futures on AI computing power.
This is the new oil, Marie. GPU rental as a commodity. CME Group stock up 6% year-to-date, and NVIDIA benefits as the dominant supplier. I'm telling you, this legitimizes compute.
All right, fair enough, but it's a tiny revenue stream for CME. Forward price to earnings of 22 for modest upside. And NVIDIA's already priced for AI domination.
Mais bien sûr, but the FT calls this the most original take today. If this futures market takes off, it provides transparency and hedging that could actually attract institutional money into chip stocks.
Exactly, and it's a pure momentum play. NVIDIA already at an all-time high, but the derivatives market could amplify interest.
Fine, watch CME if you must, but I'd wait for actual volume. Now, speaking of wild signals, the copper-to-gold ratio just broke above its 200-day moving average for the first time since 2020.
CoinDesk says this ratio historically leads Bitcoin bull runs. The copper ETF is at a 52-week high, the gold ETF off its high, so the ratio is driven by copper strength.
For real? The 2020 signal? I'm getting bullish on Bitcoin. Copper at $665 a pound, gold near $4,700. That ratio breakout is a risk-on signal.
Tom, the correlation between this ratio and Bitcoin is minus 0.11. That's like saying my umbrella predicts a sunny day. The rally is in copper, not crypto.
But at the same time, CoinDesk reports tokenized treasuries have hit $15 billion as Bitcoin stalls. That yield competition is real, especially if the Federal Reserve raises rates.
But wait, Charles Schwab just started rolling out spot crypto trading to 34 million retail accounts? That's a massive on-ramp. Bitcoin and Ether could get a real boost.
It's early days. Charles Schwab stock is down nearly 12% year-to-date. Crypto revenue won't move the needle soon. To be fair, it does broaden access, which is a tailwind.
So the Bitcoin signals are mixed. A historical ratio flash, a yield competitor, and a retail distribution catalyst. The market is uneasy.
All right, let's talk streaming. Ad spending on platforms is projected to hit $20 billion by 2029. Netflix, Disney, Roku all benefit. Netflix has an ad tier now, forward price to earnings of 22.5, and it's off 35% from its high. That looks interesting.
Netflix down 5% year to date, sure, but the growth story is maturing. Disney, on the other hand, is up 15% from its low and cheap at 1.7 times book. I'd prefer that safety.
And Roku is the pure ad play, up 18% year to date near its high. That's momentum, Tom darling. You'd love that.
I do, but Gerald, only you could turn a streaming boom into a value pivot.
HSBC's Max Kettner says stocks can rally even with rising bond yields because of earnings recovery, and a separate piece argues 5% treasury yields aren't sticky. That's two voices saying don't panic.
The S&P 500 ETF is at an all-time high, so the market is already pricing that optimism. But if yields do retreat, the long-duration treasury ETF could rally. It's near its 52-week low.
So, buy the long-duration Treasury ETF as a contrarian? Gerald, that's your kind of trade, but I'd rather write equities.
Look, mate, if 5% yields do stick, the HSBC thesis cracks. That's the risk we can't ignore.
Let's touch Indonesia quickly. MSCI removed some stocks linked to billionaires from its indexes. The Indonesia ETF is down 2% today and 24% year-to-date, a broken chart.
Passive flows will flee. Another reason to avoid emerging markets unless there's a catalyst.
Ouch, yeah, that's a sell.
So our view ties it together. The gold merger wave is exciting, but India's tariff is a real demand-side headwind. The gold ETF barely moved, so traders might be asleep at the wheel.
And the AI trade? Jensen's trip lit a fire, but it's selective. Nvidia at all-time highs. Tencent at its low. You have to pick pure plays.
And if 5% yields prove sticky, the whole equity resilience thesis gets tested. Watch the long-duration Treasury ETF. It's pricing either recession or a Fed mistake, but not both.
Écoute, what's missing from the press? The ECB. With European bonds quiet, the market has forgotten about Frankfurt. If the ECB signals tightening next week, the dollar could weaken, lifting gold and beaten down emerging markets like Indonesia. That's a cross-asset catalyst nobody's positioned for.
Voila! So maybe the gold tariff drag gets offset by a weaker dollar, and the Indonesian ETF might bounce. Marie, you're making me think macro.
Tom, maîtresseur, I always make you think. But no, really, the ECB is the shadow catalyst. The ECB warns about everything, including breakfast, but the market's ignoring it.
All right, as always, none of this is investment advice. Just three friends talking.
That's a wrap. See you tomorrow morning.
Back on Monday, if not sooner. A bientôt. Investment Flash.
Investment Flash.